Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, beginning our study of the eighth perek, Kol HaBasar. This perek is going to deal mainly with issues of Basar B'Chalav, the prohibition that the Torah has mentioned three times to cook milk and meat, which leads to the prohibitions of eating cooked milk and meat, and of getting a benefit from cooked milk and meat. We'll see the details. In the meantime, we're at the very bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Bet. Kol HaBasar Asur Levashel B'Chalav. All meat is prohibited to be cooked with dairy. Chutz V'Masar Dagim V'Chagavim, except for the meat of fish and of locusts. Asur L'Alotim Agvina L'Shulchan, you're also not allowed to put meat on the same table with cheese. We'll see what that means. Chutz Masar Dagim V'Chagavim, again, except for those two exceptions. And Hanoder Min HaBasar Mutar Basar Dagim V'Chagavim. One other way, tangential to this, in which the meat of fish and locust is not considered basar, if one takes a neder to abstain from basar, they are allowed to eat those kind of meat. They're not really called basar. Okay, the inference, the Gemara immediately infers, now by the way, that's only one half of Mishnah Aleph, but that's the part we'll take a look at here. Ha'of asur midoraita. The inference of the Gemara is that all of the meat that's prohibited in our Mishnah is asur doraita. That's the inference, is that it's all the same, which means not only beef, but also fowl is prohibited with milk midoraita. Come on, de lo Rabbi Akiva. That's against Rabbi Akiva. De Rabbi Akiva amar chayav ofe no mina Torah. He says that even the meat of a chaya, plus certainly fowl, with milk is not a Torah prohibition, but only rabbinic. However, ema seifa, look at the second clause, the third clause. Anu demin abasar mutar basar dagim chagavim haof asur ata'an the Rabbi Akiva. The last clause in our half Mishnah seems to be specifically supporting the position of Rabbi Akiva, who says that if you take a neder from meat, that includes fowl. Damar, where's that from? Kol mili demimli chaleshliach bar minehu. Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim have a disagreement as to how wide a net is spread in interpreting the words of an agent, or how we understand that, and that then means that those words are included in a neder. Tanya, here's the example. Hanoder min hayarak, if somebody says, I'm not going to have vegetables. Mutar bidluin. He's allowed to have squash. Squash is not called yarek. Rabbi Kiva, Oser, Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says, Asur. Why? I'm Rulo, Rabbi Kiva. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, Avalo, Mer Adam, Lishuchot, Kachlanu Yarek, Vomer Lomasati, Ella Dluin. And this interesting study in rhetoric. A person will say to his agent, go get us some vegetables, and the guy will come back and say, I only found squash. And what they infer from that is that squash is not vegetables. Amar lehen kein adavar. Kum amar lo matzati ala kitnit. He's, the Rabbi Akiva says, that's exactly my point. He doesn't come back and say, I only found legumes. Ela shedulim b'chal yerek v'en kitnit b'chal yerek. In other words, the agent comes back and reports only things that are included in what he was sent to get, but he only found some of them. So when he says, go get yerek, and the shaliach comes back and says, I only found luin, that means they are part of yerek. And now, if a person would say, go get some meat, and he would come back and say, I only found fowl, that implies that fowl is part of yerek, of basar, which means that when a person takes a neder from basar, it includes fowl. So, Reish Rabbanan v'Sefer Rabbi Akiva, it's a little surprising to have the first clause on our Mishnah be specifically against Rabbi Akiva, and this is the last one to be in, to favor him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi He, so Rabbi Yosef comes up with one of the stock answers to this sort of conundrum, which is that the Mishnah is neither Rabbanan or Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi later, Manasiv Ba'aliba de Tanoi, and he accepts different opinions. Pinadorim Savalak Rabbi Akiva, Savachalav Savalak Rabbanan. He rules like Rabbi Akiva in the case of Nedarim, and against him when it comes to Basar B'Chalav. Ravashi Amar, Kula Rabbi Akiva he. It's very simple. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Hachi Kamar, Kol HaBasar Asur L'Vashal B'Chalav, Mehem Edivrei Torah, Mehem Edivrei Sofrim. Who's to say that everything listed in our Mishnah is Da'oraita? When it says you're not allowed to cook any meat with milk, except for the meat of fish, etc., he said that means that some of it's Da'oraita, some of it's Da'rabanan, but it's Asur. Except for fish and locusts, which are mutar even to Rabbanan. So the entire Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. the last clause fits Rabbi Akiva's position about foul, about the Nedarim. And the first clause is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, everybody agreeing, you cannot cook foul with milk. You might say it's the Rabbanan, doesn't matter, you're not allowed to do it. Now, the middle clause, Asur Lahalot, so Rabbi Yosef Shvamina Basar Of Pachalav De'oraita. So Rabbi Yosef, who in the previous little piece insisted that Of was De'oraita, and therefore our Mishnah could not be Rabbi Akiva, and therefore it had to be Rebbe who took Rabbi Akiva's position on Nedarim, here says, Shvamin Abasar Of Bechalav Doraita. And this may seal his argument from earlier. He says, you can infer from our Mishnah that eating fowl with milk is Doraita. Why? The Isalka Daitach Rabbanan, if you think it's only Rabbanan, Achila Gufa Gzera. Then that means that eating fowl with milk is itself a Gzera, that you might end up eating meat with milk. Vana Nigzor Ha'ala'a to Achila. And remember, putting milk and meat on the same table is itself a gzeira that might lead to eating. So therefore, if eating fowl with milk is itself a gzeira, we would not extend a gzeira of putting it on the same table, which is a gzeira le gzeira. So therefore, it must be that of is the oraita. Umana temer lokas in gzeira le gzeira. What's your proof, Rav Yosef, that we don't make a gzeira le gzeira? Did not. We have the following Mishnah in Echala. Chalat chutzlaritz. It's not exactly the wording of the Mishnah, but it's two pieces put together. Nechalat imazar al shulchan. A Kohen may take his chalat in chutzlaritz and eat it. Remember, in those times when we had good yichas as to Kohanim are, and when they were able to eat betahara of some sorts, they were able to eat chalat chutzlaritz, but it can be eaten with a non-Kohen at the same table, unlike chalat Eretz Yisrael. And you can give it to any Kohen. Now, Amar le Abaye, Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and says, that doesn't prove that Enko's rings l'gzeira. If the Mishnah had taught us about Chalat Chutzlaritz in Eretz Yisrael, meaning you were in Syria and separated Chala and gave it to a Kohen, and that Kohen brought it with him to the Galil and was eating in Eretz Yisrael, and there you'd have reason to make a gzera. And that is, I can't sit at the table with a non-Kohen and eat my challah from Syria, because he might then come to eat it, which then he would end up coming to eat challah Eretz Yisrael, because that's where we are. So then you would prove that Enko's ring gzera le gzera if we would allow him to eat his challah chutzlaritz with a czar in Eretz Yisrael. The reason he can eat it with the czar at the table in Chutzlaritz is because there's no reason to be gozer. Because even if he would end up eating Chalat Eretz Yisrael there, he wouldn't be over, based on the idea that Chalat Eretz Yisrael in Chutzlaritz no longer has its position. Havalhacha ishar de lasuke ofu gvina ati lasuke basar gvina. But here in the same location, if you allow him to bring fowl and cheese on the table, he'll end up bringing meat and cheese on the table. And certainly eating meat with milk, beef with milk is doraita. So therefore there would be reason to be gozer. So Abai says, you can't prove to me that of is doraita based on the fact that we make a gzirah not to put on the table using your model of chalat chutzlaritz, because that really, there's no reason to be concerned. So Matgar Rav Sheshet says, "Sof sof tzonim mitzoninu." Rav Sheshet says, "But think about it. If you bring meat and chicken on the table, meat and cheese on the table, they're both cold. That's the assumption. Cold doesn't have to mean that they're ice cold. They're just not in a klirishel. They're not mevashel. So there's no concern that they're gonna have contact and create a real iser doraita of bishul." So Rabbi Yigzera Shemayela be ilfas roteach. The decree really is that we're concerned that you'd bring up the meat in a hot pot, and then the cheese that's on the table, if it has contact with it, you might have bishul. Sof sof klishenihu, but a hot pot is still klishenihu. Klishenihu mavashal. The answer is like, shem yalabe ilfas rishon. So we just extend it one more step and say the entire reason that you can't bring these cold things, meat and cheese, cold meaning that they're not currently being cooked, onto the same table, is the concern that you may bring meat in the ilfas rishon, which is the pot taken right off the fire. There you would have bishul, and to avoid that problem, we say you can't put them on the table together. We'll see more about that in the next sugya, but in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day. And we'll continue on Kuf Dalet in the next podcast.